The Czech Republic ranks 14th in the world in terms of per capita ecological footprint, according to a newly released report from the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Ecological footprint is a measure of how much mankind's energy consumption exhausts natural resources. It includes carbon footprint, which is based on CO2 emissions, as well as several other factors. Ian Willoughby discussed the study's findings with environmental scientist Viktor Trebitsky.
Well, it means that at least in these ecological terms, or in terms of impact on the environment, we are among the richest countries in the world, and the, I must say, worst countries, that we consume a lot of resources, mainly non-renewable resources, and that's why the footprint is so high.
Is the fact that the Czechs are in the top 15 in the world in terms of ecological footprint, is that in a way good news because it shows that the Czech Republic is a rich country and producing a lot?
Well, I wouldn't say so, because you have other much richer countries, as let's say Holland or Sweden or even Germany, I mean richer in economic terms, that have small footprints because they try to reduce or, let's say, reshape their economy in a more sustainable way. So I wouldn't say it's a good news for us.
And why is it so high here in the Czech Republic?
Well, I think the main reason is structure of production of energy in our country, which is quite demanding in terms of carbon. We produce, let's say, 3/4 of our energy from coal, which is very bad in terms of carbon. And also we consume a lot of energy per, let's say, $1,000 of GDP. So our economy is still quite demanding a lot of energy.
And what do you think is the future outlook for the Czech Republic in terms of ecological footprint?
Well, these data we are talking about are based on 2005, when our economy was, let's say, on its peak, the GDP growth was the highest. So I think next year, and let's say 2 years after this year, we will have maybe a little bit decreasing footprint because new data will reflect economic recession. And definitely, for example, consumption of energy is going down, and also maybe people will consume less. So I guess that footprint will go a little bit down, hopefully.
And that was environmental scientist Viktor Trebitsky.